This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't worry, we are going to be back again tomorrow. We have so much we have to get to this hour. We're going to get to their messaging versus the prices we're enduring. We're going to get to the government-funded database. Probably you're on it. We'll get to that in a little bit. We have a ton we have to get to still on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to the cowards in our society, I do have to give credit. I have to give credit to RNC Research for putting together this montage. We didn't do this montage. I should have played it in the first hour. I forgot about it. I'll be honest, I'm probably going to play it two or three times this hour. Look, politicians pander. They do. Politicians pander. There are degrees to pandering, though. But when it comes to Joe Biden, he's just on a different level. As I've said, Joe Biden is the biggest liar in presidential history. And I say that knowing they're all liars, every one of them. Republicans and Democrats, as president, as the leader of a nation, you have to tell a lie every now and then. What? Blew up a pipeline? Huh? Never heard of it. You know, I realize that comes with the job. But nobody, nobody in the history of the White House has told so many gigantic whoppers. And he does this. I have known people like this. I bet you've known people like this in your personal life before. Lying is actually something that he's done for so long that he prefers it to the truth. And there was a saying about a guy. In fact, I'm thinking about the last guy I knew like this. He's a guy I used to work with. And one of my coworkers described him, and he said he would rather climb a tree to tell a lie than stay on the ground and tell the truth. And this dude, I kid you not, and I'm sure he's not listening, so I can go ahead and just tell you a couple little things that he would say. This dude is someone I knew, right? He was someone I knew, and I knew his background. We knew him. We knew who this guy was. And we'd done things with him, like golfing. Gentlemen, we're really fancy. Guys will golf, right? So I've golfed with this guy. I'm not a good golfer. I'm not embarrassing. I'm not a good golfer at all, though. I'm a total hack. And I've golfed with this guy. And he was a hack with me. Maybe a little better. And after we were done golfing together, he told us that he was on the pro golf tour at one point in time. Not the PGA, of course, one of the lower tours. The guys on even the lower tours are elite golfers. The dude who was just shanking balls into the woods with me for 18 holes, he finished by telling us all he was a pro golfer. To the point, we all made fun of him to his face. Dude, shut up. We were all just, why do you even say stuff like that? I kid you not. And we went out, where were we playing? Cornhole. You ever play cornhole? Do you even know what cornhole is? Is that a regional thing? Chris, I know you know what it is. Cornhole, for lack of a better, there's a box. There's a wooden box with a hole in it. You have one on one side. There's one on the other side. You throw bean bags at it, try to get the bean bag in the hole. Okay, that's cornhole. It's not fancy. It's a yard game you play out back with the neighbors. We had just played cornhole again with the same guy. I had just played cornhole with him and beat him. Me and my, you play it in pairs. Me and my guy, who wasn't great either, and I'm not great at cornhole either. I can play, not great at it. We just beat him. He just got beaten by us. We were out back of a bar. This is like 10 years ago. And as soon as we got done, he's like, Matt, I've really fallen off. You know, I played professionally for a long time. Dude, no, you didn't. But he couldn't help himself. That's Joe Biden. The truth, it's just not in him.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek-American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I almost forgot the Persian one. As a student of Persian culture, this is just a dream world thing. So it's never going to happen for me. It's never going to happen for you. But what would you give in that moment to stop everything of it? No. You're a student of Persian culture, Joe, huh? So, Joe, what was your favorite part of Persian culture? Describe it for us in detail, if you wouldn't mind. Would you break down Persian culture? Would you die for that? I'd die for it.
Went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American. Not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I raised in synagogues in my state.
Everyone in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometown, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hard-working people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
Pretty good, man. That's pretty good. He's just, the truth isn't in him. Remember, his own staffers, these are dirty commies, so they don't care about the truth. His own staffers, I know this from behind, I know this, I'll just put it to you that way. His own staffers have begged him to stop saying some of the things he says on the campaign trail because they're not just lies, they're obviously lies. It's obvious to everybody. They're lies. Hey, Joe, please stop saying that you weren't allowed to own a cannon before. That's not in any way true. But he won't stop. He's been begged by his own staffers to stop. He can't do it. All right, quit. I've been talking. I teased this before. I got to get to it now. That we have four groups of people in our society today. I would argue that the same four groups of people I'm describing, they probably all existed in every powerful but crumbling empire in the history of mankind. And those four groups are the elites at the top, the engineers, the authors of our destruction, the elites at the top, the cowards, we'll come back to them, the good people, that would be the people like you suffering under all this, the normal people who want what's right and want the country saved but don't have the power to save it, and then the morons. The gigantic masses of brain-dead idiots at the bottom whose job it basically is to give the elites the power to do what they do. Elites, cowards, good people, morons. Now, you know what the morons and elites and good people are. The cowards, though. This is a source of never-ending frustration for me. But there are so many people who have platforms, who have power, who have influence in our society, who could reverse this insanity if they would start speaking up and speaking out. They do have tremendous amounts of power, and they don't. They're afraid. afraid for their jobs, afraid for their reputations, afraid for the one of the sources of this is college coaches. College sports coaches, for better or worse, are very powerful, influential people in our country. They are. They are powerful people. And I remember after St. George Floyd died, I remember Nick Saban in a Black Lives Matter protest. I remember it. I don't mean to single him out. Gundy, Muschamp, Sweeney, all of them. You name them. All these college football coaches. When America was evil and racist, all these college football coaches who had the wherewithal to know the truth about the country, know the truth about police killing unarmed black men, they knew the facts, they knew the stats, they knew where we were as a country, and yet almost to a man, they put on their Black Lives Matter t-shirts and went down and marched. That was a moment. That was a moment where the cowards did us wrong. And look, I really don't mean to just pick on sports people or point them out, but sports entertainment, it is powerful. It is influential. And that was one of those moments that I won't ever forget. Look, you hear me make fun of Drew Brees for this. Drew Brees puts out a little statement when everyone's dumping on the flag, saying, hey, I love the flag because both my grandpas fought for this country in World War II. Honestly, the most Americana basic statement in the world. I like the flag because my grandpa's fought for it. World War II. Go America, baby. He then put out several apology videos for his original video. Cowards. Cowards. And we have another one. Another one. This one's courtesy of women's basketball. I'll play that for you in a moment before I play that for you. Part of the reason I love Tunnel to Towers is they're out there supporting people who aren't cowards. And bravery, courage, however you want to describe it, it's in short supply anymore, isn't it? And so when there's a first responder who doesn't come home, can he rest easy? Is his family going to be taken care of? Well, because of Tunnel to Towers, they probably are. What about our catastrophically injured veterans? You know, we've somehow forgotten about these guys, these Afghanistan, these Iraq vets, blown up, messed up, hands, arms, legs, missing. Where do they go for the rest of their life for a quality of life? Tunnel to Towers is there for them, helping them, building them smart homes. Your $11 a month you give to Tunnel to Towers, it is going to do good. And I want to thank you for all the good you've already done. If you're not part of this yet, join us. 11 bucks a month. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Wait a minute. No, it's not, Chris. It's Monday. It's not an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I said that because I'm looking at this Ask Dr. Jesse question I'm actually going to answer tonight. It's a Monday. No, it's not a Friday, Chris. Quit being stupid. Chris was the one who told me it was Friday right before that segment. So anyway, he's sorry about that. Back to what we were talking about, society's cowards. South Carolina, apparently they have a women's basketball team, I've been told. Their head coach is Dawn Staley, I believe is her name. She was asked, hey, what about these dudes who want to play women's sports? Now, this is a women's basketball coach charged with the care and guidance of the female basketball players who are shooting layups and shooting set shots on her team. What's her stance on dudes stepping in there and beating one of them up?
I'm on the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question you want basketball. Me to ask. I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes. Yes.
Does she really believe that? Does she really want Trina to step in there and start elbowing her girls in the face in practice? Does she really want someone on her team who can dunk a basketball? No, she doesn't. She's a coward. just like all the rest of the college coaches when the Black Lives Matter stuff came down. Here's the real reason. College coaches are never going to be on our side culturally because their job is dependent on walking into the living room of a complete moron and recruiting him to come to their school. So if she wants that next generation of power forward who can run a 6'5 40 with a 5-inch vertical leap, if she wants that girl on her team, she understands that she has to be a moron just like that girl and placate that moron. But that gets me back to the Nick Sabans of the world and all those guys. Why'd they all fail us? Because the same thing for them. You want the cornerback who can lock down the wide receiver? You want the running back who can run over the entire team? Well, he's most likely an idiot and was raised by idiots. He most likely thinks black people are being hunted down for sport by the cops in America. And so you have to be an idiot with the idiot if you want to keep your job. But this comes back to my statement about cowards. The people, we do have people who are in positions of power in this country who believe what we believe. Why don't we ever hear from them? When I am ranting about sports, especially professional sports, something like basketball or something like that, because Mark Cuban's another one of these guys. Greg Popovich is another one of these guys. They take every left-wing stance humanly possible, every single stance. And when someone yells about it, people will say, well, they have to because of the players. And I'll say, okay, so the players are all left-wing? Then people will respond, well, no. I mean, in professional sports, it's actually like 70% of the players are Republicans. Okay. Where are they? Where are they? Why does Mark Cuban have to take the dirty street communist stance on every political issue? Otherwise, the dirty idiot commie players of his will give him blowback. Why doesn't he ever have to worry about the players on the right? Because the people in our society who have power and platform and positions to do good don't. They're all hiding right now. And I hate it. And you see this in country after country after country towards the end. The dirty, evil people at the top are pillaging the nation, abusing the good people of the country, and the people in any level of power, in positions of power, who have the ability to stop it. If they would speak up, if they would dig in, if they would do something, they simply don't because it's too hard or too risky or too this or too that. And what drives me crazy about this so much is, if you've ever read any Solzhenitsyn at all, Solzhenitsyn, that guy who lived through the Russians and the Soviets and the communism and the gulags, and he suffered under all this stuff. Solzhenitsyn wrote all the time about how he wishes he could go back in time. And he wishes he could go back to that time where the evil people were tearing through society and the good people had the numbers, had the ability to stop them, and simply didn't. They sat at home, they hid, they were afraid, they did what would get them shouted at the least, what was the least risky, and their society descended into a living hell because of it. Because when their place was crumbling down, the good people didn't do squat. They did what was easy. They said what is easy. You notice the demons don't do that? Look, we were actually talking about abortion earlier. Let's go back to that. You notice the demons, they never moderate their positions because it's unpopular with the voters. Murdering your baby for all 9 months of a pregnancy is unpopular with most voters. That is the public stance of every elected Democrat in the United States of America, and none of them waver off it even a little bit. Notice they don't lick their finger and stick it in the wind. They just move forward with their demonic destruction without end. Bold, loud, moving forward at all times. They got trannies in your daughter's locker room. The right? What do you get out of the right?
Well, I don't know, guys. What if this costs us the seat in the house? I'm afraid.
Pathetic. All right. Let's talk about numbers, money, and other things. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. One more word on the culture cowards, as we describe them here. Here is that quote, courtesy of producer Michael, from Solzhenitsyn that I was looking for. Solzhenitsyn had a lot of quotes like these. This is the famous one. I don't want to look back one day. I'm not at his quote yet. I don't want to look back one day after these dirty commies run everything and say to myself, man, if only I'd been louder. If only I'd been bolder. If only I spoke up more. And every time these dirtballs take over a society, the people who write about it afterwards, they say things like this. This was Solzhenitsyn. And how we burned in the camps later, he's talking about the gulags, and how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half dozen people with axes and hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. That's what I hear. When I hear these people,
I'm under the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question you want
basketball.
Me to ask. I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes. Yes.
Man, what if we had these people, college football coaches, actors, you know, there are a bunch of Republican actors, I don't know, media executives, Republican politicians, Republican leaders in the business world. What if all the people who knew this tranny nonsense was evil and wrong, and that's pretty much everyone, what if they all stood up and said no? No more. This is wrong. But they don't. They don't. Losers. Cowards. Doing us all wrong. The people with the power to move it back our way don't do it. All right. Now, this is something I've been fascinated by. The Biden administration and how cold they are. You've heard me describe them that way a million times as cold, cold, cold. And one of the things that I've been floored by is that they took the tact early on. This is the tact that they decided to go with. They decided to tell people that the economy was great. You're just too stupid to realize it. Or the media just isn't reporting on how great it is. I found it to be so odd. And they're softening that a little, but still they're rolling out that same message. And I need to back this up with a couple facts here before I actually play the Rear Admiral. This is from Breitbart. Grocery prices are 40% higher than they were in 2019. Your grocery bill seems absurd because it is absurd. 40% higher. Here's a list. This is courtesy of Axios. Top sacrifices people have made recently in order to afford housing. Fewer or no vacations. Skipped meals. Worked additional hours. Sold my belongings. Ever had to do that before? I have. That's a good time. Borrowed money from family and friends you had to pay back. Dipped into retirement. Delayed or skipped healthcare treatments. Worked an extra job. A side hustle. Americans right now are suffering. They are suffering in the Biden administration. Well, this is an interesting tactic.
I think it's important to recognize where people are at, too. The country's been through a lot. Families mm-hmm. have been through a lot. And just because a number on a page looks good doesn't mean people can feel it. Anybody who's been in a relationship knows that if somebody's not feeling great, the first thing you say to them is not, you should be feeling
feel
better
great.
Than you are, right? Stop
yeah.
not feeling it. So, yeah. look, we've been through a lot as a country. Yeah. Having said that, we're also achieving a lot as a country. Mm-hmm. And while there is a very well-funded noise machine trying to poke holes in those achievements, trying to talk down the economy and all the things America has done, I think it reflects well on the president that the American people, under his leadership, and the American economy, under his leadership, have added so many jobs, including, importantly, in areas like manufacturing.
This is one of the gravest political errors I have seen in recent years in my lifetime. And this is what I mean. Obviously, a lot of politics can get into the minutiae and the details, but campaigns, especially presidential campaigns, they will have big strategies. In fact, one of Trump's main strategies he's using right now, it's one politicians have used before, and it's a very good one. It's one Reagan used when he was running against Carter. When Reagan ran against Carter, he essentially said, are you better off now? How's your last 4 years been? When you're running against a disaster, when people have seen their standard of living go down, it is a great and intelligent tactic to run for office and say, hey, how you doing? Better than 4 years ago? Because you know everyone listens to that question. They say, well, I'm really not. It pushes people into your corner. Trump is actually running that same thing now. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? You're going to hear that a lot. It's very smart. Now, that's a smart tactic for Trump to take. Biden, I will admit that he is in a bit of a pickle. And his pickle is this. Things are bad economically. They're bad in the country. And all of his policies are unpopular. And because he's 9,000 years old, because he's not functional, Biden doesn't have the power really to reverse any of those things. The Biden administration is completely run by the America-hating communists on his staff. So Biden, he has this gigantic poop sandwich that is America's economy right now. And he doesn't even have the authority to sprinkle a little salt and pepper on there. It's just there. So Biden can't actually do anything that will fix anything. Okay, so I give him that. He can't. He's just a puppet anyway. But he's got to figure out how to message better than this. I've never seen something strategically so dumb. Biden, the Rear Admiral, all of them, they keep going to the media and talking about the great economy and talking about how good it is. Look at the jobs. Look at the numbers. Look how great it is. Look how great it is. Look how great it is. Can't you see how great it is? You should report more on how great it is. It's great. 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 These people are complete and utter morons. If there's one thing you cannot tell the person who just canceled a family vacation, he just borrowed $5,000 from his mother in order to pay his bills, and he's now driving Uber on the weekends instead of going to his son's baseball games, what you cannot say to that human being ever under any circumstances is you cannot get up in front of him and explain to him how great the economy is. Hey, do you see these numbers? Isn't the economy awesome? Aren't you paying attention to these numbers? All that does is make people more and more angry. I love that they're making these mistakes, don't get me wrong, but I am floored that they are still going with this strategy. I told you it was a mistake months ago when they started doing this. I have no idea why they're still doing this, but this economy is bad, and they're just going to keep telling you it's great until the election comes around. That's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it turns out for them. Now, it is bad, and we are all looking for places to cut costs. I know that. So how do you do that? I understand there are a lot of things that are more expensive right now. You know your cell phone bill can get less expensive? The average family saves about $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. Could you use an extra $1,000 a year right now? You're paying too much. You can get the same service with the same phone, with the same coverage. You can get it the same when you switch to Pure Talk. And right now, when you switch to Pure Talk, you'll save an additional 50% off of your first month. You want to save money? Maybe before calling mom, call Pure Talk. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, the time to switch to Pure Talk is now. We're all trying to save money. Well, there's a way that just got handed to you. All right, what do we have? Well, speaking of actresses, there's some actress out there. She's making Trump sound awesome. We'll talk about that next. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we will be back tomorrow to do it again, provided I'm not fired by then. Remember, you can email us, and you should, your love, your hate, your death threats, email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know, I've often said this. The communists describe my position on issues oftentimes better than Republicans do. And one of the great ways, great examples of this is when they describe guns, when they're talking about guns all the time. When you hear a Republican defend guns, you will hear them, first of all, they'll do the lamest possible thing. The second, let me give you a little clue. Here, there are little signals. If you want to know whether the Republican you like has a pair or doesn't have a pair, ask him or watch an interview of him defending the Second Amendment. If he references hunting in any way, then he's a eunuch.
In my state, they use them to shoot prairie dogs and, you know, other types of varmints. And so I think that there are legitimate reasons why people would want to have them. And I think the challenge you have already is that there are literally millions of them available in this country.
That's Senator John Thune, eunuch. Hey, what we want to take your AR-15 so we can throw you in a camp and shoot you in the face. Well, we might need that for the prairie dogs. Eunuch, pathetic. Or people on the right will also do this. They'll make it about self-defense. Well, no, I need it. What if someone breaks into my house? You don't have the Second Amendment for self-defense. You have the Second Amendment in case the government turns tyrannical and you have to fight them. That's why the founders put it in there. They wrote about it. It's not my opinion. That's their opinion. But so communists, when they get up to discuss the issue, they'll say things like, these guys want, they just want a weapon that has 30 bullets in it so they can kill 30 people. And I look around and say, yeah, actually, that's exact. Yes, that's correct. You just want an AR-15 because it's a weapon of war. Yes, also true. Yes, that's also correct. Great. I'll stop you when you're wrong. They describe my positions better than the right does. These people also make Trump sound really friggin' awesome sometimes. This is actress Jennifer Lewis. One, this is the world of make-believe we've talked about many times. This woman resides in a world that is not real. But two, man, If that could be real, this sounds awesome.
As soon as he takes the oath, he will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol. He will take a hammer.
That owns.
And break the glass where the Constitution is, and he will tear it up in our faces.
Mm.
And say, now, I'm the king of the world.
Gosh, Trump sounds sick.
You will bow down. He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all.
Gosh, lady, I'm already voting for him. You don't have to sell it any harder.
How
to
I know this? I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Indeed.
That mania is unstoppable. See, this is Hitler. He didn't come to play.
These people are insane. And speaking of mentally ill women, I don't know where we dug this one up, but apparently there was a female pilot, and this is definitely going to be a first, I believe, in the airline industry. I hope it's going to be a last, although I have my doubts. Anyway, she decided she was just going to get lippy with the customers. I don't know, maybe she's going to need some time off once every few weeks or something. I don't know what's going on here.
If you don't feel safe, get off the airplane.
This is your captain speaking, okay. But never like this.
I'll stop, and we'll fly the airplane. Don't worry, I'm going to let my co-pilot fly it. He's a man, okay?
It's a total meltdown. The pilot boarded in her street clothes and addressed the passengers over the intercom. Passenger Pam O'Neill couldn't believe what was happening.
She said, let's take a vote. How many of you would like to take off now with me dressed as I am, or would you prefer that I take 10 minutes to get changed into my cute little uniform? Then she started talking about her divorce and political candidates, and the minute she mentioned that, a gentleman stood up and just yelled, whoa, enough, you're scaring me.
Pilot also insulted a couple on board.
Did I offend you? Okay, so did I purposely offend you? I did. The answer is yes. Flight attendants, please disarm doors.
After 20 passengers insisted on getting off the United Airlines flight, the pilot quietly left the aircraft.
Okay, if you don't feel safe, get off the airplane.
How's diversity going? Sounds like it's working out pretty well for us. Glad we got rid of all the old dudes in the cockpit. You know what? Let's move on. Headline. Government-funded database labels pro-lifers as terrorists. It's led by the University of Maryland. It's tracking radicalization, and it's targeting the SFLA, that's Students for Life of America. As I have mentioned many times before, we're going to move on. We got to do headlines, do some other stuff. The most dangerous thing happening in the world today is governments turning their guns inward against their own citizens. It's the most dangerous thing happening in the world by a mile. Nothing else comes close. If we had an Ebola virus outbreak, it wouldn't be near as dangerous or as deadly as that fact. You know what else is deadly? Giving your dog just dog food the entirety of its life. That's just cold, man. There's no nutrition in it. Now, I'm not saying stop giving your dog dog food. Dog probably likes the dog food. That's fine. But it's just empty calories. There's no nutrition in it. So your dog, all my dogs, they die too early. I've been cheated out of years with dogs that I've had, and I think about so many good ones. Gone. I pour Rough Greens on Fred's food every single meal. Fred doesn't eat without it. We had to give it to Fred. Fred was having digestive problems every meal. He was having ear infections all the time. He was turning into a financial disaster. We had to get a solution. We wanted a natural solution. We started pouring Rough Greens on his food. Vitamins, minerals, omega oils. He has all that now. No more digestive problems. No more eating grass. No more ear infections. Go and do likewise for your dog. Get longer with your dog. Call 833-33-MY-DOG. That gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
IRS hiring 5,582 tax enforcers in 2024, but says only some will carry guns. Oh, good. Oh, good. Nothing to worry about. Only some of them will shoot you for not paying your taxes. Intel community warns of possible threats to public gatherings across the U.S. No way. How could that happen? It's not like the border's wide open and the FBI is arresting pro-lifers. Biden administration gives $20 billion to 8 nonprofits to fight, quote, climate change. Yet another reminder, we fund our own destruction. Oh, pairs nicely with that one. Headline, Wisconsin City shelled out $700,000 in COVID funds to illegal immigrants. Funding our own enemies. And that is all we have time for tonight. We will be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.